Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Elizabeth Cooper is here with United Way Perth Huron, and a happy belated birthday, Liz.
Hey, thank you, Jamie. Yes. I think the weather was the biggest gift. I mean, yesterday, today, we've had, is it September or is it November?
No kidding.
I am confused because normally on my birthday, it's wall-to-wall gray.
Yeah, well, that's going to change by the weekend.
I know. Yeah, it's going to be 3 on Saturday, I think, something like that. So
well, I'm glad you had a good birthday,
yeah,
for sure.
It's been awesome. Yeah,
lots to talk about. Campaign update?
We do. We have a campaign update. Absolutely. We are at 27% of our goal.
Nice.
So pretty great. It's inching along as we go towards our goal of $2,508,000. But we want to thank everyone that has donated to the campaign so far. Super awesome. Actually, I do want to stress that there are so many other wonderful charities and events going on right now. It's amazing. And you know, pockets can, you can only dig so deep in your pockets. So if you give to the United Way, you're actually giving to a lot of charities. So that is one way to think of it. But we thank everyone that has already given. And if you want to give, you can, it's super easy. You can go to our website and click on the Donate Now button. Or you can do the old-fashioned way of walking right into our offices at 32 Erie Street and say hello to Karen and drop off what you can.
Now, a week ago Thursday, my gosh, what a great night out at Revival House.
Yes, we had a concert last Thursday night for sure. We had Jacob Moon and his classic troubadours playing all kinds of 70s music, and it was great, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh, I was there, and wow, Jacob Moon, the whole band, fantastic. And yeah, it was the music of James Taylor. You know, it was just, everybody knew all the songs.
That's right. We were dying to just stand up and belt it out along with them, but I think it would have been inappropriate for me as the organizer to do that. But certainly we knew all the music, and I really need to thank our sponsors to help us make our goal for that concert. Artist Engineering and Design, as well as a group of friends from David James Lester and Deanna Horton, got some friends together and became our second headline sponsor for that event. And we raised $6,000.
That's fantastic. It was a packed house and a great silent auction, too.
Yeah, a little silent auction helped us get over the top. So thanks to everybody that bid on that. It was really fun. Yeah, it was a very successful event, and we thank everyone that came out on a Thursday night to Revival House to support us.
Classic Troubadours Live, a terrific band. If you get a chance to see them, please do so. But we've got other events are going on, and certainly workplace campaigns going on.
We do, yes. One of them that's happening right now is the Huron Perth Catholic District School Board. It's on right now, and we're actually speaking to all the teachers in the board at St. Mike's on Friday. It's like a PA day
That's right.
Yeah. So all the teachers are gathering at St. Mike's, and they're doing, teacher development. And we're speaking for 45 minutes on the needs in our community and how we make a difference. So we're excited to be presenting there. And another workplace that's also having their campaign going on is Festival Hydro. So when you get the email in your inbox, you can check yes and support United Way. It's a great need.
Lots of great ways you can support United Way Perth Huron. And we should mention something could be arriving in your mailbox any day.
Yes, that's right. We're doing direct mailing right now for just people that have never given to United Way. So it's a letter just explaining our urgent needs fund, which helps individuals and families in a time of immediate need. So there's people in our community that just are not being able to pay their rent, and they have to make decisions to whether to go to the dentist for their child or put food on the table or fix their car or buy some mittens. So this is a fund that people can access by calling 211. They speak with a trained navigator and directs them to the fund, and it's quite easy to apply. And that is a fund that we support. And last year, 388 people in Stratford in the area received support from that fund.
So there you
very,
go.
Very, very important.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, you can make a contribution at any time. And Liz, I like what you said off the top. You know, there's a lot of, charity drives going on. But boy, when you make a donation to United Way Perth Huron, that's a donation that goes a long, long way.
That's right. Yes, yeah. We have quite a few supported partners in Huron and Perth. We have over 35, 40 supported partners that we fund, and they all are focusing on poverty and mental health, as well as food insecurity and violence and children and living wage, being paid a proper wage so you can make a living and become a good person in our community.
Okay, there you go. And we should remind folks, it is all this week. It is Holiday Smile Cookies with Tim Hortons. So if you're hearing this in either Blythe, Clinton, or Seaforth, get yourself a cookie, because then you're also helping out United Way Perth Huron.
That's right. Those three locations are giving half of the proceeds from the Holiday Smile Cookies to United Way Perth Huron. We're so excited and happy that they've decided to do that. So Clinton, Seaforth, and Blythe, if you're driving through there, pick up some smile cookies and you will help us. And I brought you in one, Jamie.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yes, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and this is the first time United Way has done a holiday smile cookie.
There you go. Tim Horton. So we thank them for that. Lots happening. Liz Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. PerthHuron.unitedway.ca is the website. Thanks, Liz.
Thank you, Jamie.